You are a law enforcement officer and flock safety has helped you solve cases. Or maybe you think that a poorly substantiated claim about a drop in crime is worth the constant monitoring and tracking of hundreds of millions of tax-paying citizens who are not criminals. And those small little glitches that result in young children being held at gunpoint face first on the hot asphalt in a parking lot are just some cracked eggs in the overall omelet that society is trying to make. And if you agree with that, and that's your perspective, fair enough. I strongly disagree with you, but this is a conversation that's not even worth having because all of this is about to get a whole lot worse for everyone. Except for the billionaires extracting wealth from taxpayers, of course.
Hey guys, I'm still in the studio. We just finished our Q1 product launch. Fingers are still a little bit shaky. Flock Nova is going to change the game for criminal investigations. I've heard from so many chiefs that they have this system and that system and that system. They know they have the data, but it's taking their analysts hours and hours to build a case. And now with Flock Nova, it's one click to one case solved.
What do you think about that Charlie Kirk assassination? Or are you one of the ones that think that this Tyler fella plotted and planned and shot his grandfather's gun and run across the roof and wrote to his trans lover in some kind of code that nobody at 20 years old would write? Do you believe any of that? If you believe any of that, you're a sucker. You've been brainwashed and you don't know what's going on in reality. One thing we know for sure is what the government tells us is a lie. And one of the things I suspect is state actors. Because anytime one of these big, high-profile assassinations happens, the waters are muddied really quick with all kinds of babbling bullcrap. And the Charlie Kirk assassination's got those all over. You got like decoys, different people doing different things to make it look like they might be part of it or not part of it. You got storytelling like it's made up bad writers at a sitcom. So none of it makes any sense. And it's meant to confuse, and it's meant to get the people know it's a lie and still let it pass by. Don't think anything about it, and if anybody asks you about it, repeat the official line. Something about you pick a lie big enough and you repeat it often enough to the people accept it for the truth, whether it be a lie or not. And that's where we're at in this country anyway. Every time the government opens its mouth is a lie, and it wants you to accept that as the truth. So it repeats it over and over and over again. Kind of like the Israelis. The Israelis talking about October 7th, October 7th, October 7th. Burning babies and beheading babies and rapes and all that, when most of that never happened. There were no beheaded babies and no babies in the oven and rapings and all that. And most of the people killed on October 7th were killed by the IDF themselves under the Hannibal Directive. And it's come out that they even have stood down and let the attack happen. So, you know, the fact that Charlie Kirk was questioning that and had come to the conclusion that he was going to have to cut ties with Israel, and all that's coming out now that Candace Owens is doing her homework.
So we know Candace Owens has been dropping bombshells after bombshells about this Charlie Kirk situation. In fact, she released some text just the other day. We covered this, where Charlie Kirk, 48 hours before his assassination, said, oh, another $2 million a year Donor canceled because of Tucker. I'm thinking of inviting Candace. Jewish donors play into all the stereotypes. I cannot and will not be bullied like this, leaving me no choice but to leave the pro-Israel cause. That was 48 hours before Charlie Kirk was assassinated, and TPUSA would not comment on it. They tried to pretend it didn't exist until she produced the receipts. And when she did, this is the new head of the TPU. This is what he said.
Started this show to address some of the things that have been going around on Public, namely about a group text chain that has been made known and released by Candace Owens. And I just want to address it head on because, you know, that was a text grab, a screen grab that I had shared with people. So it is authentic. And I want to go into it because I actually am really excited that the truth is out there.
Yeah, he looks excited. Mm-hmm. If I was going to one adjective for how that guy looked, he looks excited. Oh, thank God somebody proved me a liar and I was trying to cover this up. And son of a bitch. So why do I bring this up? Because Candace Owens has a new bombshell. And the new bombshell is 24 hours before he was assassinated. Well, here, I'll let her tell you.
Three people told me off record. Two people who have this in a written communication from Charlie. One who is a Turning Point USA donor, and I would say very much one of the white knights in this. The very day before Charlie Kirk died, he expressed that he thought he was going to be killed. He told these people, I think they're going to kill me. Okay. He did not express that to me. So I am telling you this.
Oh, maybe that Turning Point USA guy's like, I'm glad this is out now. Yeah, sure. He was afraid. Sure. But that doesn't mean he doesn't love Israel. All right, anyway.
Based off the testimony of three people. And I am saying this because I hope that these people who I think are good will be inspired to come forward with that. Again, those conversations I had were off record. I honor that. If I say it's off record, it stays off record. But I'm hoping that watching what I am doing and feeling the energy that is rising across the world for people who want to know what the heck happened on 9/10, that, you know, they will be brave and they will say, yeah, Charlie did the day before he died think that he was going to be killed, and maybe tell us, who is they? Well, for once and for all, who is they? Who is the they that he thought were going to kill him? Now to answer.
I think I know. I think I know who the they is. I'll tell you who it wasn't. It wasn't Venezuela. It wasn't Iran. It wasn't Russia. And I'm almost 100% positive it wasn't a trans lover. What a convenient story, huh? The guy in love with a trans person is the guy who pulled the trigger. And but she's going to figure out who they are. And you know how I know she's going to? Because she said so. Listen to what she says.
If I found Brigitte's penis, I will find who killed Charlie Kirk.
I love Candace Owens. I think she's fantastic. Don't have to agree with somebody on everything, but we agree on a lot. And that's what they don't want. They don't want people on the left and the right to realize that you agree on a lot and that you share a common enemy. That they don't want that. They want you to keep thinking the problem is the other half of the country, not the oligarchs that run the country, but the other half of the country, the workers, the people who are suffering just like you under these oligarchy. They want you to blame regular people, workers, and people lower on the economic ladder than you for your problems. Don't fall for it. We can agree on lots of things. People on the left and the right, that's what they don't want you to know, that we agree on a lot of things. Oh, we all agree on ending the wars. We all agree on free speech. We all agree on taking that war money and investing in our own country. We all kind. There's many things we agree. We agree on a strong border, things like that. There's lots of things we agree on, and they don't want you to know that. They want us to keep fighting because it's called divide and conquer. And the more they can keep us divided, the more they can keep us conquered. Because if we come together, we can actually overthrow this oligarchy, and that's the last thing they want you to know. So great work by Candace Owens. What else do I have here? Here's one more thing. So that 48 hours before Charlie Kirk's assassination, he was saying, I'm not, his Jewish donors were playing into all the anti-Semitic tropes that he could think, stereotypes he could think of, and he could no longer support Israel. 24 hours before, he said he was afraid they were going to kill him. And this is after he said all, that was after he said all this.
And Jewish donors, they have a lot of explaining to do, a lot of decoupling to do, because Jewish donors have been the number one funding mechanism of radical, open border, neoliberal, quasi-Marxist policies, cultural institutions, and nonprofits. This is a beast created by secular Jews. And now it's coming for Jews, and they're like, what on earth happened? And it's not just the colleges. It's the nonprofits. It's the movies. It's Hollywood. It's all of it. It's like, time for you guys to wake up and say no more. Draw a line in the sand. I don't care if you hate me.
Whoa. It's the nonprofits. It's the movies. It's Hollywood. Whoa. And he's calling out his Jewish donors. I don't know. Well, who do you think that they is? I don't know. Who do you think that they is? A lot of people speculating it's Israel. Again, because they have a long history of assassinating people that are inconvenient for them. And Charlie Kirk had become inconvenient for them because he was definitely the most popular leader and a charismatic leader of conservatives under 30. So he was more powerful with those people than Trump. He was more powerful with those people than anybody. And he had turned against Israel. And all that's all it took for him to be afraid for his life. 24 hours before he was assassinated, he said, oh, I think they're going to assassinate me.
But they want you to not believe that. They want you to believe the lies. Hamas is a terrorist organization, and October 7th justifies whatever genocide we want to do because we're God's chosen people. The big lie. The big, big lie. The Scofield Bible evangelical lie. I mean, there are so many of these people tangled up in this delusion, this evangelical, you got to support Israel no matter what they do because they're God's chosen. We'll be cursed if we don't. Mike Huckabee, Marco Rubio, and Ted Cruz, Lindsey Graham, they all support genocide. Murdering of innocent men, women, and children. Yep, that's the that's the babbling bullcrap of an authoritarian state. Now, Lindsey, he's helped building a police state, you know, with the digital ID, real IDs, and now he's complaining because he got all his records are being looked at. You know, once you create an authoritarian state, Lindsey, flimsy, you know, you're subject to its wrath too, dumbass. But he's a little pissed off about that. But it all boils down to people are beginning to wake up and realize that the relationship between the United States and Israel is not one of allies. It's one of who owns who. Because the AIPAC and the Israeli lobby has managed to get billions and billions and billions of dollars from the American taxpayer and subsidize Israel. And what do? They turn around and send hundreds of millions back to buy the politicians again. And so it's a revolving door. And so your country is not your country. At least not your government. Your government is a bitch. Is a bitch. To Net and Boo Boo. But American people love it. They got to support we got to support Israel. Otherwise, God is going to put its wrath on us. Like it hadn't already. Look at what we've got. Ever since 1913. With the Federal Reserve and the income tax. And look at the Patriot Act. And look at the attacks on us. Look at all the wars that we've been in. The $20 trillion we spent since 2001. Basically on the behalf of our allies, our great allies, Mr. Israel. What else we got going on? So while Charlie Kirk was getting murdered by state actors, whoever they may be, on there was a Senate hearing on medical affairs, and in particular, childhood vaccine schedule, where there are 72 shots given between the time they're born and the time that they turn 18 years old. Well, it turns out there was a study done by the Henry Ford Institute between the vaccinated and unvaccinated to see how the chronic illness went. And ladies and gentlemen, it was revealed the first time publicly 2 days before Charlie Kirk was murdered that indeed children that got vaccinated were 44 times to 5 times more likely to have chronic disease than those not fully vaccinated.
The health of American children is in crisis.
When we're talking about an autoimmune disease crisis, shouldn't we look closest at the one product designed to alter our immune system for life? There'd be one easy study to rule it out. Compare vaccinated children to unvaccinated children.
As fate would have it, Dell met Marcus Servos.
He agreed to do the study.
This could be one of the most valuable studies in the field.
4.47 times the amount of speech disorders.
Learning issues, developmental delays.
Over 4 times more likely to have an asthma diagnosis.
5.5 times risk. Amongst the unvaccinated group, there were 0.
If this is true, we are systematically making kids sick, very sick.
Only one problem. They're not going to publish it.
They left us with no choice.
I'm going to bring hidden cameras so that no matter what happens at this dinner, I can prove it happened.
What do you think about the study you guys have done?
Well, I think it's a good study.
Is there a way they could do the study better?
Not that I put it out just how it is.
It's the right thing to do, but I just don't want to.
Somebody's going to come back and they're going to say the study is flawed.
The unpublished Henry Ford analysis is fundamentally flawed.
Because there's a political agenda to it.
I'm not going to do it.
Publishing something like that, might as well retire. I'd be finished.
Sick. It's really sick.
I mean, obviously, really emotional.
This is an inconvenient study for the entire vaccine agenda.
You heard that right? The vaccinated were more prone to chronic disease by a long ways than non-vaccinated. Ladies and gentlemen, this study was done in 2020, but it was not published. And it was not published because it was inconvenient. And it was inconvenient because it told the truth about what is causing the chronic illness epidemic in America. And it's the vaccines. Yeah, you're not supposed to know that. So that went by the wayside. You didn't see any of that on Fox in the Hen House or the Communist News Network or PMSNBC. You didn't see Rachel Madden Cow or Sean Hannity or any of them talking about this landmark study. Nope, that got stomped away, put in the closet, never to be heard from again. Unless you spread the word. The government lies. In bed with the corporations to screw me and you. Charlie Kirk saw what the Israel lobby can do. You just saw what the medical industry can do. And what they do combined when they own the media companies. We got Larry Ellison just bought up TikTok and Paramount and all the little entertainment divisions that go under it. So now you got the Israeli lobby and Big Pharma who control almost everything you see that comes in through a cable TV. Are you one of those that are going to believe that babbling bullshit on the local level? Here in my county, Kershaw County, South Carolina, our county council was going to give a data center One of these great big data centers that suck up water like crazy and electricity like you wouldn't believe. The kind of data centers that the Trump administration wants to give priority to and less regulations for their own little nuclear power plants to provide them with the electricity to store the data collected on me and you. You can't have a technocracy. You can't have an authoritarian technocracy without knowing anything, everything, every single thing, and every putting a value on everything, including nature. That's why you have to have a digital ID, and everything has to be tokenized. That's why you had Donald Trump put forth the Genius Act and make it where all these new cryptocurrencies will be stable coins, be tied to the treasury bills. They will have to purchase treasury bills to make their coins backed by dollars. And that gives a market to the government debt so that they can print more and more money. And what do you get? Higher and higher prices while your wages go stagnant. And your health insurance goes crashing, expenses-wise, like you wouldn't believe. But all your medical information will be right there at the click of a button on your smartphone, and you can get a telemedicine visit from an AI doctor. And your social credit system will allow you to eat something here and there. As long as you got enough social credits and be a good little boy or girl, or they or them. And then we have our Kershaw County Sheriff, Lee Bone, Frankie Lee Bone Jr. Frankie Lee Bone Jr., a year or two ago, bought this system of cameras in called Flock Cameras. And they're license plate readers and but this company has got a lot of, you know, I made a video about it years ago, a couple of years ago, and asked some pretty serious questions about it. Well, there's even more information coming out. And here's an excerpt from a video I found, explains a lot of it.
If you're an American, you've been probably seeing a whole bunch of these things. And in some places, they're so common that you don't even notice them. They just blend into the background like they're trees or streetlights. And you've probably correctly assumed that they're recording traffic. They're also recording and logging license plates and using AI image recognition. But what if I told you that they are, in fact, not owned by your local police department or your local government, but are licensed to them by a third-party startup? And all of your vehicle's whereabouts are being tracked by a third-party data broker? What if I also told you that major retail chains are also using them, and they're combining your vehicle's whereabouts with your personal information, your shopping habits, and even your in-store behavior. And some of them are giving that information to law enforcement.
And what if I told you that I just possibly may have come up with a way to break it?
Colorado family was being driven to a shopping center in a stolen vehicle, and they would have gotten away with it without cutting-edge technology alerting police of their crime.
Nah, that was actually an OCR error.
Well, this New Mexico woman and her 12-year-old sister were driving to the park with a stolen license plate when AI-enhanced technology allowed police to...
That one was another computer vision error.
Well, yet another car-thieving woman of color caught red-handed...
Nope. Just a glitch. This situation keeps happening all over the country. Your tax dollars pay startups to rent AI superpowers to law enforcement. And then the following year, your tax dollars pay the lawsuit settlements when it doesn't work.
Flock Safety is a startup that was founded in 2017 that specializes in developing and leasing security cameras that have AI capabilities such as license plate recognition and vehicle identification. And these security cameras feed into databases that law enforcement, private companies, and even private citizens can access and utilize. And if you own a car in the United States, you have unquestionably been logged within one of these databases. It works like this. You drive past a Flock Safety camera and it records an image or video. An image segmentation model or something similar looks for the license plate itself, or a rectangle with some key identifiers like taillights or a rear window. Once it is confident enough that it found a license plate, it sends a portion of the image to an OCR model, or optical character recognition, which is probably the most widely used type of AI for consumers. For example, it's used in PDFs or any type of automatic data entry, like scanning and cashing checks on your phone with your bank's app. AI like this typically uses a confidence level threshold, so if the OCR model is above, say, 90% sure that your license plate was read accurately, then the information is saved with a location and timestamp on it. It can also classify the make and model of your vehicle and note if there are any bumper stickers or add-ons or cosmetic damage on the vehicle. And this information as well gets stored to that database. A law enforcement officer can then run your license plate and see every single time that your vehicle has been tagged in the database. So if you're in a city that has a lot of these cameras, it pretty much has the same effect as secretly sticking a GPS device on your car. Flock Safety is also happy to provide service to businesses and homeowners associations, and those private clients often allow law enforcement to access the data from their cameras. Then there's the hot list. If law enforcement puts you on the hot list, they are notified every single time that Flock detects you. So it's kind of like having a police tail all day, every day, but without the pesky annoyances of requiring a judicial warrant to target and track a citizen who may not even be suspected of any sort of crime. So now you might be asking, what is there to stop, I don't know, Texas law enforcement tracking women out of state who are suspected of getting illegal abortions? Or how would you prevent a jealous, abusive person who also happens to be a law enforcement officer from using the system to constantly track his ex-girlfriend and her new partner? Well, unfortunately, you wouldn't prevent it, because these are just two of the many examples of things that have actually already happened. Flock Safety has exhibited the usual hyper-aggressive startup behavior that we've all grown accustomed to. Near Orlando, Florida, for example, they installed nearly 100 cameras on public roadways without even notifying the county. And this entire industry sales pitches police departments with their cherry-picked success stories. If we didn't live in a surveillance state, this old lady with dementia would have never been found, or if it weren't for all these cameras, this homicide suspect would have never been taken off the streets and would still be murdering people right now. Had this license plate reader error not led to a mother and her young children being held at gunpoint, that family would have never received a $1.9 million settlement from Aurora, Colorado taxpayers. Weirdly, I couldn't find that example in any of their sales decks. From every single agreement that I've looked up and seen, the police department or local government do not own the camera but pays for their installation, then rents them for an annual subscription fee. And usually this is between $2,000 and $3,000 per camera per year, but apparently there's been a recent price hike that has strained the budgets of some police departments. In all of these agreements, Flock Safety's liability policy is extremely tight and protects them against virtually all claims should something go wrong or an equipment or data error mislead an investigation. And one of the most amusing parts of this agreement is this section that is telling the police department to call 911 and not rely on Flock Safety services in the event of an emergency. Yikes.
Civil communities, police departments, private businesses, and individuals are not allowed to sell, lease, lend, give away, auction, or otherwise transfer ownership of any of Flock's IP or hardware. At no given time are you allowed to decompile, disassemble, reverse engineer, modify, alter, tamper with, or even repair any of it. Later in this video, I'll be disassembling and somewhat reverse engineering some ALPR cameras, but not Flock. If I did have access to some of Flock's hardware sitting in a box right over there, my attorney advises me that showing you any of it would jeopardize the existence of this video as a whole.
A big reason for this aggressive scaling is because the business model of companies like this is actually quite brilliant. They market themselves as public safety services licensing cutting-edge technology, but license plate readers and security cameras have existed for decades. Flock Safety and their competitors are data brokers. A city,
police department, business, or homeowners association pays to borrow their cameras, and then they retain the right to make some of that data accessible behind the same licensing paywall scheme for other clients or customers. Andreessen Horowitz, who is the VC of choice for data brokers and big data startups like Databricks, Fivetran, Scale AI, and Golden, just to name a few, they've invested nearly $500 million into Flock Safety, adding another $275 million just a few months ago. These are data broker numbers. For example, ADT, the largest and most recognizable home security company and brand in the world, went public in 1969 and has a market cap of $6.8 billion. And that market cap is eclipsed by Flock Safety's recent F-Series valuation of nearly $8 billion. And it needs to be pointed out that Flock Safety and Andreessen Horowitz have spent a combined $92,680,000 in lobbying. And the vast majority of that lobbying was in the last year. Maybe you are a law enforcement officer and Flock Safety has helped you solve cases. Or maybe you think that a poorly substantiated claim about a drop in crime is worth the constant monitoring and tracking of hundreds of millions of tax-paying citizens who are not criminals. And those small little glitches that result in young children being held at gunpoint face first on the hot asphalt in a parking lot are just some cracked eggs in the overall omelet that society is trying to make. And if you agree with that, and that's your perspective, fair enough. I strongly disagree with you, but this is a conversation that's not even worth having because all of this is about to get a whole lot worse for everyone, except for the billionaires extracting wealth from taxpayers, of course.
Hey guys, I'm still in the studio. We just finished our Q1 product launch. Fingers are still a little bit shaky. Flock Nova is going to change the game for criminal investigations. I've heard from so many chiefs that they have this system and that system and that system. They know they have the data, but it's taking their analysts hours and hours to build a case. And now with Flock Nova, it's one click to one case solved.
Flock Nova is a brand new product that is in beta at the time of me recording this, and it combines computer-aided dispatch, criminal records, video surveillance, automated license plate reader data, and here's the kicker, third-party data acquired by Flock Safety. What third-party data, you ask? They haven't exactly been transparent, but 404 Media asked the same question and found out that Flock Nova was using data leaked and sold from large-scale hacks and security breaches. And since that story broke, Flock made an announcement claiming to no longer be using illegally stolen personal data.
Most of us at face value don't really seem to mind, or at least don't think it's a big deal that our data is being farmed from us. Like, is it really that big of a deal that your activity on Pinterest under a mostly anonymized account is being stored and analyzed and sold? Well, it becomes a very big deal when it's combined with other data and stops being so anonymous. And when your health questionnaire information on BetterHelp was sold to Facebook, where you posted a bunch of photos from bars 10 years ago, and then all of that gets bundled by a data broker with your tracked and logged bad driving habits that your vehicle manufacturer sold. Yeah, that's a thing too.
But this is only an excerpt. I'm going to put the link to the full video in the description below. Please go look at it and understand that the police state that is being built, the surveillance state that is being built, is being built. By idiots like Frankie Lee Bone Jr., who believe that they can use these cameras to make themselves look good in front of the public. And they're able to track and trace anybody and everybody they want. Now, who's to say that, if Frankie Lee Bone, let's just say, wants to track Jeffy? All you have to do is punch Jeffy's license plate number in there and description and all, and every time Jeffy goes by a Flock camera anywhere in the country, that'll be tagged and sent back to Frankie Lee Bone Jr. Just like in North Charleston recently, here's the headline. The guy was using the cameras that nobody knows the police department had, surveillance cameras, to track his girlfriend's boyfriend. Yeah, the magic in the badge, don't you know? Thick blue line, thick in the head, 88. The IQ's not anywhere over 88. These Flock cameras, you have to pay for a monthly fee. so that you can stay on the network. And if you start to look at their little agreements, they can share the information anywhere they want to. They can sell the data that camera is gathering without the Frankie Lee Bone Jr.'s permission. He done signed it away. He's also gone on and gotten this TrueLeo program, computer AI program, to supposedly help his deputies in enforcing the laws. In other words, writing reports that these ignorant bastards can't write. Ask any of them to write any kind of report, and ladies and gentlemen, it's like a third grader. Ask that second in command up there, old Rock Coleman. Ask him to write a report. Ladies and gentlemen, you understand any of that shit, you are a smarter than a third grader. TrueLeo is there, is going to end up making automatrons out of these little popo. They can even get lower their standards of IQ levels to way lower than the 88 that it is now. They can go all the way down to a 44. Because AI will tell them how to act appropriately in whatever situation. You tie all AI and the cameras together, and all you need is a robot instead of a human, a dumbass human at that, and we got RoboCop. So that's what's going on altogether. You see, it all ties together to where they're building the authoritarian state. That's why you've got National Guard and troops in Chicago and in D.C. and the fight over Oregon and all that is all about that. That's why you're seeing ICE raids and to be sure we get all these illegal immigrants. The reason that they let in all the illegal immigrants is not just because of the voting. No, it's because the problem and the reaction and the solution. See, everybody raising hell about all these illegal immigrants. Well, the solution is digital IDs for everybody, except the illegals, of course. That way we can tell who is and who is not illegal. In other words, they want to put all your information on that digital ID, and that'll be your dog tag, your slave tattoo for the plantation to prove that you are a slave on the plantation. And then you can vote for freedom. You can vote yourself freedom, don't you know? Because we're going to keep you safe and secure with this digital ID. So all of this is tied together. All of this. Including, and the reason that we're having all these wars in the Mideast and everything else, because Netanyahu, the criminal, the war criminal, the genocider, and Donald Trump, your hands are just as bloody. Joe Biden, your hands are just as bloody. Barack Obama, all you sons of bitches. All you dirty, satanic, evil sons of bitches. And it ain't going to get no better. You ain't going to vote yourself freedom in this life. You're not going to save yourself. And these guys, chosen people, are the synagogue of Satan. And if your church wants you to support Israel, you are part of the synagogue of Satan. You just don't know it. You sent this powerful delusion. You're blind. You can't see. May God open your eyes. I pray for all these people. Let it come to your senses. Come to your senses. Wake up, smell the roses, look at the truth. Look at what Candace Owens is telling you about Charlie Kirk and all that. You know that they're telling you lies. You know that you're probably never going to find out the absolute truth. Look at what's going on with the... It doesn't matter about R and D. Look at what's happening to your authoritarian state and your rights. Now, you may not be doing anything wrong today, but they might declare what you're doing today wrong tomorrow and lock you up. I know it's been a while since I put anything out. I will tell you this. On a wonderful note, God is good. Had my second PET scan. My cancer is completely gone. Oncologist doesn't know what to think. He is one that is stuck in the world of guidelines and protocols, and he doesn't have the balls to say anything outside the box. Ladies and gentlemen, my ivermectin, high-dose ivermectin, high-dose benzazole, and all the supplements, that and the power of God Himself and my Savior Jesus Christ is the reason I'm sitting here today and able to speak to you. It wasn't because of them damn oncologists following the CDC protocols of voodoo juice and radiation. But I'm getting well, I'm getting better, and I appreciate all the thoughts and prayers that all of you sent. And to you haters, go on and hate. That's fine with me. Just some things to think about. We're entering a time you can feel it. A time of vast evil confronting us. What's going to happen, I don't know. But in the end, I know who's in control, and I know who wins. Till next time. Peace.